Christie says the building, constructed in 1792, is falling apart, and workers have covered some of the windows with plywood.
Those windows are boarded up now because those windows were judged when they were inspected to be ready to fall out of the building. So we're boarding them up. And the fact is that this is an unsafe building for all of us to be operating in every day.
Some lawmakers say the state can't afford to make all the renovations and should do only what's needed to ensure safety, following what a Treasury official calls decades of neglect. The work will be financed through borrowing by the State Economic Development Authority and could take 4 years to complete. Christie says employees in the executive branch portion of the building will be relocated by June. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.